Well, I suppose I was somewhat surprised when I spoke to people in the management of Carcala Hospital that they hadn't heard about it, given the press coverage of it, and that the minister had effectively announced that there were to be 20 beds, and moreover that the 20 beds would be located at Carcala. I was surprised to learn that Carcala had not actually been contacted or notified of the decision. It does raise a concern with me that what we're sort of seeing now in the run-up to election is government by press release rather than sort of in any planned manner. But I do hope, obviously, that the 20 beds will go ahead now that they've gone to tender, and that it will come to pass.
As you said there, we did understand that the beds were going into Carcala. That was mentioned on Stephen Donnelly's visit to UHL. Do we know, was there an error in communication, or was it that somebody jumped the gun and assumed they were in Carcala? Do we have any kind of clarity on that?
Well, we don't. I mean, the formal position of the department is that this will go to tender, and the tender will be awarded. But the information given to Clare FM was that it would be in Carcala, notwithstanding the fact that they hadn't been contacted. So, I mean, I don't know how that came to pass. But, I mean, you know, we are going to see a lot of government ministers very eager to provide good news in the run into an election, but I think they need to be measured, and we need to be ensure that which is being announced is actually feasible, and that there's a basis for the announcement rather than announcing aspirations as fact.
So your goal from this really is to establish whether or not it is Carcala they'll be going into, so people are aware of it, and so Carcala themselves are comfortable with the information that's out there.
Well, I suppose my goal is to find out what exactly is happening, given that there was an announcement that 20 beds would be going into Carcala, and it became apparent to me that Carcala had not been contacted in that regard.
Putting that to one side for a moment, 20 community healthcare beds, is that something to be welcomed? Is that something that you feel will have a significant impact on healthcare in the area?
Well, of course, it's to be welcomed. I mean, every bed is to be welcomed. Every additional bed is good news. But I suppose what we need to establish is, will these be additional beds? Will it be a new building? Or will these beds be taken from another area of care? I mean, are we looking at robbing Peter to pay Paul? I hope that is not the case, and that it will be additional beds rather than beds taken from another area.
And just finally, Michael, you've obviously got a response from the UL Hospitals Group having put this PQ forward. Have you been given any timeline as to when clarity might be sought, or is it very much up in the air?
Well, as I say, it is being announced on e-tenders, so I mean, obviously the tender process will have to take its course. The timeline isn't immediately clear, but I know it's hoping to put the bids in place. But what additional works will be required, what additional staffing will be required in advance of that isn't immediately clear. But I mean, time is getting short if they're to be provided by next winter, and I hope that we're not just going to be transferring 20 beds from one service to another. Which would mean that while there would be 20 additional community care beds, there would be 20 beds short in another area, which would be disappointing given the manner in which this is announced.